This is TRI News. I'm Paul James. A documentary detailing social and economic achievements in China since 2012 set to be aired on China Central Television. The 6-episode series titled Amazing China set to detail what has taken place in China since the last National Congress of the Communist Party of China in 2012. The documentary reportedly highlights the 5 development concepts of innovation, coordination, greening, opening up, and inclusiveness. Film crews reportedly spent 3 months shooting around 3,000 hours of footage and interviewing over 100 people across the country. The release of the new film series comes ahead of the next CPC National Congress next month. The Tianzhou 1 cargo spacecraft has completed its 3rd and final in-orbit refueling of the Tiangong 2 space lab. Chinese space authorities say the 3rd refueling took around 3 days to complete. Tianzhou 1, China's first cargo spacecraft, launched on April 20th. It completed an automated docking with Tiangong 2 just 2 days later. Two spacecraft completed their first in-orbit refueling on April 27th and the second on June 15th. The Parsons Green subway station in West London has reopened a day after an explosion injured over 30 people. British police say they've arrested an 18-year-old in connection with the Rush Hour 2 bombing that was plotted by the Islamic State, allegedly. Earlier, British Prime Minister Theresa May raising the London terror threat level from severe to critical. Military forces have been mobilized to protect important places around London. The Caribbean set to face another strong hurricane in the coming days. Maria forming in the mid-Atlantic. Forecasts suggesting the storm will reach Category 3 status by the time it hits the U.S. dependency of Puerto Rico sometime on Thursday. This is the same area which was hit by Hurricane Irma this past week, leaving over 80 people dead and billions of dollars in damage. An Egyptian court has upheld the life sentence against the ousted President Mohamed Morsi over charges of spying for Qatar. The country's highest appeal court saying the ruling against Morsi is final and unappealable. The same court also upholding the death sentence against 3 prominent figures of the Muslim Brotherhood over the same charges. They're accused of sneaking classified documents about the armed forces that harm the national security of Qatar. Saudi Arabia reportedly extending an amnesty period for undocumented migrants by an additional month. The extension reportedly effective as of this Sunday. Saudi authorities first announcing a 3-month amnesty back in March for undocumented foreign migrants to voluntarily leave the country. That amnesty has been extended twice since then. Saudi Arabia, home to hundreds of thousands of undocumented laborers, many of whom work in the country's oil fields and construction sector. Libya's Navy reporting that it's rescued over 2,000 migrants off the country's coast this past week. The migrants, believed to be attempting to reach European shores, have been taken to a reception center in western Libya. The International Organization for Migration says that while thousands of migrants have managed to reach European shores this year, many others have died while trying to make the difficult journey through the Mediterranean. New figures from the United Nations suggesting the Boko Haram insurgency in northeast Nigeria has left over 20,000 children separated from their families. Analysis suggesting 8,000 of those children are being used by Boko Haram in both combat and support roles. The UN estimates over 7,000 women and girls have also been subjected to sexual violence by the insurgent group. The UN report also says sexual violence started to become a problem in refugee camps. The Boko Haram militant group taking up arms a decade ago to try to back its demands of enshrining Sharia law into the Nigerian constitution. Nigeria divided between a predominantly Christian south and a Muslim north. Officials in Dubai have announced plans to create the world's largest solar power project, valued at nearly $3.9 billion U.S. dollars. The project, expected to be completed by the end of 2020. Once finished, the solar power station should provide enough energy to power around 100,000 households. The new project, part of the Dubai Clean Energy Strategy, authorities in the UAE say they hope to turn Dubai into a global hub for clean energy by 2050. Authorities in Beijing have shut down the city's largest commodities market. The Tianyi Wholesale and Retail Market had been in operation for nearly 25 years. It had 2 outlets, the one near Dianmen being closed down in late 2015. The Fuchangmen Market, which had a floor area of more than 40,000 square meters, shut down yesterday. The 2 once had more than 3,000 vendors in total. Authorities in Xicheng District, home to the market, say they hope to attract high-end businesses, including tech and financial firms, to fill the building. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.